Consulting companies NV5 and GSBS were hired to lead the project, but they'll soon bow out of the process, leaving final facilities planning decisions to the Board of Education. NV5 Managing Coordinator Chris Guarino represents the school district facilitating the master planning process. GSBS architects and planners have worked with the district and community representatives on the steering committee to help define educational needs and future planning criteria. Guarino says he focused on option A and B because they scored highest. The steering committee met the next day and decided that option D, a 5th through 8th grade campus, should be ranked the highest.
I, myself at least, was looking 2 or 3 steps down the road, considering some potential impacts on districting, redistricting, if we are adding elementary schools, 1 or 2, thinking of the cost implications. So really just considering all practical aspects of this. I was making some assumptions with the recommendation that evening, but absolutely recognizing that the following day, we were going to speak with the steering committee, and it's led to actually a really good conversation that I'm excited for the public to hear at the community forum.
Guarino is hesitant to call it a disconnect between the planning education team, who ranked the options, and the steering committee that had helped to develop them.
Where option D initially fell lower in the scoring, I think, was probably the one thing that stood out in conversation and consideration, was transition. Minimize that sense of belonging, where a student gets to stay in a building longer, they feel more part of the community. You know, the education planning team and everyone that was looking at this really felt, hey, that was a less desirable option, that they've got an overwhelming majority of your community supporting a really good process and a really good decision.
The school board has stated it is ready to take whatever time is needed to bring the public into the conversation.
That they've got an overwhelming majority of your community supporting a really good process and a really good decision. Quite honestly, the consultant team process is coming to an end, but the Board of Ed and the Park City process is really just beginning. It's time for a really engaging conversation.
Guarino says Tuesday's meeting will allow more time to digest the details of each grade alignment option.
There'll be a much further conversation about those 4 options. There'll be pros and cons of both, and then there'll be opportunity for community feedback.
He says his mission is to deliver 3 things to the school board by May 21st.
The updated facility assessment, the educational specification, and this master plan package with these major decision trees and recommendations and so forth. So that process ends in May 21st. I think it's really time for the community and the board to just have a great conversation with or without consult.
The next meeting is April 30th at 6 p.m. in the lecture hall at the high school. The grade alignment facilities options can be found on the pcschools.us link here on KPCW under the Future of Learning tab. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.